I think it's going real well. You know, I think it's just some things that I have to touch up on. I think I still, you know, have a long way to go, but, you know, all the things that I've learned up until this point, you know, and to this day and time, you know, since I've been with the Falcons, you know, I have a chance, you know, to put it to the test, you know, and I'm very excited about that. You know, hopefully I can go out there, you know, and play a great game and play with confidence, and, you know, I learn while I'm doing it. While I'm out there playing. So, you know, hopefully things will go well for me, and I hope they will, too.
Everybody is playing Monday Morning Quarterback about your career and how it should start, including us as well. As far as practice, I heard Dan Reeves talking about an early practice where you were throwing a lot from the pocket. And is that important to you? Because everybody says what a runner you are. Is it important to you to learn from the pocket first and then worry about the running later?
Yeah, well, definitely in this league, I think it's important to learn how to, you know, use your pocket and throw from the pocket. And, you know, when I first came in, that was one goal that I had set out for myself, is, you know, to become a pocket passer. And I knew it wasn't going to be hard. You know, I knew it was going to be hard, just some things that I had to learn. Because, you know, I draw back and I make good reads and I throw the ball from the pocket. You know, I really don't run the ball in practice too much unless I have to. But I think I'm doing a great job and coming along very well with that.
Now, how has Chris Chandler been in your relationship with him? Obviously, he's a long-time established veteran and will most likely be the starter when the season begins. Has he been working with you, and what have you been able to learn from him?
Every day. You know, I'm learning a lot about reading defenses, you know, staring guys down, not staring guys down. You know, I just had to play the position of quarterback in the NFL and things that you can and can't do. You know, and Chris has done a great job of teaching me that, and he's doing it every day. You know, I love going to practice, I love working, and I love, you know, having Chris behind me, you know, whenever I make a mistake or whenever something don't go right, to have him come and correct me.
Now, you would be getting ready for your junior year at Virginia Tech had you stayed in college. So the experience now in the NFL and it being a profession now, you getting paid for what you do now, is it a big difference?
Yeah, it's definitely a big difference. You know, the game is much more different and much more complex than it is in college, you know. But that just comes along with the position that I'm in, you know, especially the quarterback position is very different. And, you know, like I said, you know, hopefully I can develop into the type of player that I want to be, and I think that'll come with hard work.
When Friday comes around and you take that first snap, I'm sure you get nervous before every game. Are there going to be any extra jitters knowing this is the pro debut?
Yeah, it's going to be some jitters, you know, but I'm very excited about it and fired up about it, I tell you that. And I can't wait to get that first snap out of the way, because I know once I do that, then I think everything will be good from there.
Speaking of being an ex-defensive player, I would imagine the teams you play are going to be fired up as well, saying, boy, everybody's talking about this Vic guy. I want to be the one to lay a hit on this guy. So you imagine a few guys are going to be after you as well, huh?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's part of the game. You know, and I'm going to be fired up, too, and I'm going to go out there and play like it's a Sugar Bowl. You know, so I'm just going to go out there and try to play and just try to be smart while I'm out there doing it.